Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here live with your girl, Elena Sanders. I tell you, I am excited about what's going on today. I thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can always hit me up right here on the big station at 646-378-1119. Again, you can always call me. You know, you can call me at 646-378-1119 right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. We're going to have a lot of things going on today, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and let's get it right. All right, talk to you later.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rejected to fall. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing. Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? Now right here, come on y'all, let's open up your mouth, come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
You to leave.
You're still tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Right here live with your girl, Elena Sanders. We are going to be rocking into the midnight hour. No, let me get that back to 11 p.m. right here on Anointed Sounds. So make sure you don't go nowhere. Right here with your girl. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, you can always call me. You can hook up with me at 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. And stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Don't you go anywhere, right here.
Listen, I'm going to take you back a little way. There's a song that we used to sing in the Church of God in Christ. It just says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Because when God gets up, you're guaranteed to have power and total victory. If you believe it, put your hands together.
Come on, come on.
when God gets up right here on Anointed Sounds Radio with your girl, Lena Sanders, live. I'm telling you again, you can call me at 646-378-1119. That's 646-378-1119 right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're broadcasting live. Anointed Sounds, as I stated at all times, is broadcasting live in 82 countries. So I want y'all to reach out to me. I want to hear from y'all. I want to see what's going on. Also, we're going to do a business shout out tonight. So all those entrepreneurs that are out there, I want you to call in and tell us about your business. I want to know what's going on with you. Call me right here at 646-378-1119 right here. Anointed Sounds Radio.
There would be no me. I don't know what I would do. changing. But I know this one thing, the time really changes things. Oh, yes, it does. In and out of season, when there's no special reason. Behind the veil, there's protection from the enemy.
Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. You're live right now with your girl, Lena Sanders. Tune in to me every night. Yes, I'm going to commit every night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. right here at Anointed Sounds Radio. You can call me live at 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. And what I'm proposing to all of my entrepreneurs that are out there, if you have a business venture and you can tell me what your business is about, call me and we'll try to get you on the air and talk about your business. I think I have a caller right now, area code 678. Hello? Hello, area code 678? Hello? I guess they just want to talk. Here, let's test on the line. Also, that just reminds me of something, that if you're not getting a great connection, you can also call us right here at Anointed Sounds Radio at 646-378-1119 and listen as well. But remember, all business owners, you can call in and you can tell me about your business. Now, let me explain this a little bit. This is not a huge business promotion. It's just for you to put out your business there. Don't be trying to talk about 2, 3, 5 minutes. Give me something within 30 seconds, what they call the elevator speech, between 15 to 30 seconds. You can tell somebody about your business and let me know what's going on with you right here on the big station. I want to talk to you. I want to chat to my entrepreneurs. Remember, those who are my Facebook friends, also if you're on Facebook, www.facebook.com. facebook.com/Elena Sanders. Become my friend. Sign up. And I proposed yesterday, I said that I declare that all of my Facebook friends will be self-employed by the end of 2010. And I believe that. I believe that we are going to be self-employed by the end of 2010. Now, I have, 3,000 right now, 628 friends. Only a couple of them agree with me, so I guess of all the rest of them still want to work for somebody. I guess that's what you want to do. You can, that's fine if you want to work for somebody, but I want to work for myself. How about that? And those that declared and received and believe that they want to be working for themselves and told me they have businesses, I want you to call in right now at 646. Right now, 646-378-1119, and talk to your girl right here, Elena Sanders. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to the big station, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with Elena Sanders.
You are holy. times are going to get tough. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
In my
like it's golden. You know, I had to change the key on that a little bit. Golden, 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 golden. That's how I'm going to be living my life. I don't know about y'all right here. Anointed Sounds Radio Station giving you the hits, much, much more. You can call me. I put it out there. I said I was going to do it. I'm not going to do it again. It's right here tonight, 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. You can call me. I will put your business on the spotlight tonight. If you have a business, and you can tell me about your business in about 30 to maybe, I'll let you go a minute, 60 seconds. Tell me what your business is about. Also, tell me how we can contact you and all that great information. I'm giving you free advertisement right here, and we normally don't do that. And so I'm just trying to give you a chance to pub your business. We're advertising, we're broadcasting in 82 countries, 52 metro cities in the United States. That's how big your Anointed Sounds is. You may not think so, but that's how big we are, and we have the stats to prove it. So those who are listening to the sound of my voice, you can call me at 646-378-1119 and talk to your girl, Lena Sanders. I want to hear about you. Also, I want to hear some testimonies. I want to see what's going on with you and the miracles that God has been working with in your life and what has been happening. I want to hear some miracles that's been happening during this economic state, because all we see on the news is recession this and recession that and people losing their houses and losing their jobs. But I know that people in the kingdom are coming up during this recession. So I want to hear what's going on with you. Call me at 646 again. That is 646-378-1119 with your girl Lena Sanders live on the big station. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Stay locked on Anointed Sounds Radio.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Life and mercy.
They knew my problem.
They knew my pain.
They knew my pain. are going wrong.
Pray.
Praise him.
Pray.
Help me in here.
Pray.
Come on and pray.
Sounds Radio, the station that is giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. Again, as I stated earlier, businesses, make sure you call me at 646-378-1119. We're giving a shout-out to our business tonight. I think I have a caller on the line. Hello?
Yes.
How
My
you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Daryl Madison, and I would like to tell you about an innovative fitness program called Chairicize by Lifestyle All right. Fitness.
All right. Give us a little bit about your Lifestyle Fitness, Daryl.
Well, Lifestyle Fitness is a personal training company, and what I've come up with is a fitness program for the entire family, a program to safe for the grandparents while at the same time challenging for mom and dad, fun for the kids, and great for the energetic teenagers. There's very few programs out there, fitness programs, where everybody can sit down at the same time in the family and improve their health and fitness while at the same time creating lifetime memories. And
okay.
All you need is a chair and some. It can be done with or without weight.
Wow.
Great. You can do increase your strength as well as your cardio. You do both of them simultaneously, so you get like a 2-for-1 workout. I've trained seniors with it as well as athletes, so it's really a great program.
So you telling me, Daryl, that I could be watching TV and you just sitting in a chair and working out at the same time?
That's exactly right. Well, actually, what it is, it's a DVD. It's a 32-minute DVD, total body workout, and that's right. The whole family can sit down, have a great time, and like I said, increase their fitness.
All right. And now, Daryl, tell the listening audience how they can get in contact with you, with your website, and with all that great and wonderful stuff.
Well, the website is chairicize.com, and that's spelled C-H-A-I-R-A-C-I-S-E. Again, that's C-H-A-I-R-A-C-I-S-E. Chairicize.com, and my phone number is 404-272-3996. Again, that's 404-272-3996.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you support Daryl and his DVD system with it. Chairicize, am I correct?
That's correct, Chairicize. Right. Thank you.
Chairicize.com. No problem. Thank you so much, Daryl, for calling in and tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. We'll make sure we get that website on our website as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, okay? All right, I think we have another caller on the line who's maybe promoting their business today, area code 919. Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
I am doing fine. What's your name?
My name is Geneva Melton.
And Geneva, where are you calling from this great evening?
I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina.
So, Geneva, what do you have special for us? Tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, actually, during the summer, once school had gotten out, I started a program of free summer camp for kids that couldn't afford to go away to camp. And, you know, I feel that this is something, the start of a new business for me, you know, helping the kids in our community, you know, that is less fortunate. So that's one step, and hopefully soon I'm looking forward to starting a recovery home for women with substance abuse.
Okay. So you do a recovery home for women with substance abuse. So how can they get in contact with you if they actually want to be a part of your organization or may have someone that might need to use your information and so forth?
Okay, sounds great. My name is Geneva Melton, and I have an email address, which is ghmvillage@yahoo.com, and they can, you know, reach me by email. Or, you know, my organization name is It Takes a Village Workforce.
Okay.
And my phone number is 919-251-3314.
Hi, thank you so much for calling in and tell us about your business. We make sure we get that on our website as well. And stay encouraged, and we look forward to seeing great things from you, Geneva.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. For those who are tuning in to us right here on Anointed Sounds, www.anointedsounds.com, we are helping to promote our businesses out there. We want to actually encourage them, especially during this economic time, and let everybody know that people are actually striving. People are actually still doing what they need to do for the kingdom as well, but doing great things to try to become self-employed and also for betterment. We had Geneva, who was calling in about her business, who said that she's doing something as far as group homes and so forth. Then you had Daryl call in and talk about chair-size, you know, exercise with a chair. You don't have to go buy all that extra stuff you see on TV and buying all this stuff. Like me, have a treadmill in my house that's practically brand new. And guess what? My daughter uses it as a desk. How about that? A $400-$500 treadmill that I don't hardly use, and it's just sitting there, and I could just have bought Daryl's DVD and did chair-size. Stay tuned to the big station, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. I'm looking for my business to call in. Again, you can call in at 646-378-1119. We are shouting out to small businesses tonight. All right, be blessed. Much, much more live with your girl Elena Sanders. And I'm telling you, that was Pastor William Murphy. I just have to give a shout out. That's my pastor, you guys. Pastor William Murphy, Let It Rise. Make sure you stay tuned into us. Remember, tonight I said I'm giving a shout out to my small businesses, 646-378-1119. You can tell me about your business and what you're doing, and also provide your website. Make sure that you say it very clearly, slowly. Repeat your phone number so everybody can get that information, because it's a time for you to shine and tell us about your business. I think we have a caller on the line at area code. Let me check it out. 318, how you doing?
All right.
Hi, what's going on?
How are you?
I am doing fine. What's your name and tell me where you're calling from?
Michelle Calloway, calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
All right. I kind of recognize that 318 because, you know, I went to Grambling State, so I kind of know that 318 area code. So, Michelle, tell me a little bit about what's going on with you and what's your business.
My business is Calloway Enterprises, where we make flyers. We do programs, church programs, business cards, Mary Kay Consultant. I do a little bit of everything. Health products. Everything is on my website. That is Calloway Enterprises. That's Callaway Enterprises.org. And you will find a little bit of everything what I do. My number is 630-514-5860. If you would like to call me and talk to me about any type of work that you might want done. I can create a website for you. I just do a little bit of everything.
All right. Now, give them that number again, Michelle, because we only read it once, so we want everybody to know that telephone number for those who may not have a good website connection. You know, sometimes some things happen to our internet. You know, it is a recession. Just tell them that number again.
Okay, that number is 630- 514-5860.
All right, Michelle doing the business cards, the flyers. She can create a website for you. That's Michelle Calloway Enterprises. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in from Monroe, Louisiana. Stay tuned and stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio. Thank you again, Michelle. And make sure you stay tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio. We are supporting our businesses tonight, and we are allowing our businesses to call in and tell us about what's going on with them and what they're doing out in La La Land. I don't want to say La La Land. What y'all doing out in the United States, the world, because Anointed Sounds is an international radio station. We broadcast. And again, you're going to hear me say this every time I say it. I'm going to let you know you get a visualization of who you're actually promoting your business to. 82 countries, 52 metro areas. You can call me at 646-378-1119. You still have time right here with your girl, Elena Sanders, at the top of the hour. Right now it's 9:59. We might as well go ahead and say it's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And anybody can call in. You don't have to be from Atlanta. You can call in. We had somebody calling from New York. We had Monroe, Louisiana. Of course, we had somebody here in Atlanta, all over. You can call in and tell us about your business because we have a lot of people that are tuning in. And you never know. You might have somebody in New York that might want to call you in Louisiana and find out about a website deal and so forth, because it might be high in New York and they feel they can get a better deal than somebody in Louisiana. So we don't know. Give us a call right here at 646-378-1119 with your girl, Elena Sanders. Now, last night, you guys, we interviewed James Fortune, and he gave such a great testimony. I tell you, I was blessed by his humbleness. I was blessed by the testimony just in general because of what he said. And we're going to replay that a little bit later, how he talked about he came from homelessness to where he is now. We know the song, I Trust You. He has a new song out that I wouldn't know. We're going to play that in a little bit. So make sure you check out James Fortune and Fire. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned into the big station, Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more.
A young lady walked up to me with tears in her eyes and said, James, how did you learn to trust God? And I began to share with her that I went through some things in my life, and even being homeless, and it taught me how to trust Him, and it taught me how to know Him. Come on, Fire.
I never had a stormy day, then I wouldn't know that you could take all my rain away. Away, so far away, then I wouldn't know that you would always stay from my side. When I was going through, didn't have a clue on what I should do, but then you
always do. I'm thankful for if I hadn't gone through what I went through, Father, I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you like I
know. Listen, we got one more verse. If I never had a hungry day.
If I never had a hungry day, cold day, how would I know that you could make a way out of the way?
Come on.
If I never had a broken heart, torn apart, how would I know that you could give me a
all the pain? That's why I'm thankful.
Thankful for those things that I went through.
If I never had
hate, I wouldn't know you like I
do. Yeah. I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you like
that's
I do.
Right. If they hadn't lied on me, if they hadn't talked about me,
I wouldn't.
If I never had my heart broken, if I never cried at night, I wouldn't know your Father.
I wouldn't know. I'm thankful
that I had to go through, because if I never had problems, let's go.
My healer.
I know Jesus, because when I was sick, Jesus, my provider, when the money ran out, you stepped in and Jesus, my Savior, I was on my way to hell, but you reached down and you, Jesus, my
church. Come on, bring the music.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
you're still tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. You guys, tonight is the night that we are celebrating our businesses out there, our small businesses. I don't need no corporations calling it. You should have some money for some advertising. Well, I want my small business to call in and tell me what you're doing and so forth, and give us your website and give some good meat, some details about what's going on with you. And you could listen live to us at www.anointedsounds.com radio. Did I tell you about the Gospel on Demand station on Anointed Sound? I don't think I did. I don't think y'all know about that. I'm pretty sure some of y'all know. But on Anointed Sounds Radio, you can go on the website, click on Demand. And when you click on Demand, guess what? There's hundreds of gospel songs up to date, the current ones that are out here, the ones that's on the Billboard, and also some traditional gospel and some gospel jazz. You can tune in and listen and click on any song that you want to hear, or you can click on the shuffle key at the top, just click shuffle, and just let the music play throughout the day. Which one of the great and mighty things about it, most awesome, okay, that's not a word, most awesomest things, I'm going to make that up, that's not a word, kids, don't repeat what I just said. The most awesome thing about it is that you can play it throughout your business. If you're at work and at your desk, you can listen to some soothing gospel music, and you don't have to worry about paying a subscription fee. Free is for me. You don't have to worry about paying a subscription fee. Your fee is right there for you right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. We got a lot coming up, a little Israel Halton, some Hezekiah Walker, some Fred Hammond, and don't go anywhere on the big station, Anointed Sounds Radio, right here with your girl, Elena Sanders.
Even what you told me, you would always hold me safe in the palm of your hand.
the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. You're live with your girl in the center right here on Anointed Sounds Radio. Simone.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I said, Amika, stop. What's going on?
I'm good.
What's going on? Good girl. The businesses are calling in tonight and telling me what's going on with their business. I have people calling all over. This is free promotion, everybody. 646-378-1119. You can call into Anointed Sounds Radio and give us a little spiel, not a whole paragraph, but a little about your business. And we'll go ahead and tell our listening audience to contact you. How about that? What's going on, Simone?
Oh, that's good. Is that what you're doing?
That's what I was doing, girl. They were calling in and let me know what's up with their business and giving us some things. We had a guy who called in, his business is called Chairside, where you can exercise in a chair. He has a whole DVD plan. We had a young lady who called in who has a flyer business. She does websites and help with your business cards and all the stuff you need for marketing and, you know, advertising your business, and somebody who's doing a group home. So we had a lot of people call in all over the United States. We could make it international as well, but they call in. I think we have another caller. Let's check it out, Simone. Let's see who we have online. Let's see.
Okay.
Area code. Let's see. Area code 347.
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
What's going
on? How you doing?
Hi.
What's
going
on? I just thought I'd give you your one and only, Thomas Turner.
Oh, Thomas, what's going on? Are you calling to talk with us, or are you calling to listen?
I saw the number on Facebook, so I said, let me call up and listen first. I see.
Okay. So what we're doing, since you're already here, Thomas, what we're doing is that we're helping small businesses, you know, put their information, put their word out there. So if you happen to have a business, you can call in and tell us about your business. Give us your information, your website, your telephone number. So do you happen to have a small business or something that you're doing out there, a profit or a nonprofit organization?
No, I just thought I'd call in, check out what you're doing. And everything, you know, I saw the message on Facebook. As you well know, I have a talk show on Blog Talk Radio also. I just started.
Okay, well, we're on Anointed Sounds. You can listen to us at www.anointedsounds.com. We stream 82 countries and 52 metro areas in the U.S. But we also, you can also listen to us on Blog Talk because you can hear the stream there. It's all on the sound, right? So they can also listen to us there as well. So that's one of the great things about technology. How about that? But stay
true.
Constantly stay listening to us. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. What's going on, Simone?
Listen, did you see my question when I posted up on Facebook?
What was the question? What's going on?
It's an addiction. I'm addicted to reality shows.
What? You are addicted.
So I wanted to know how many people are out there that are like me.
You're addicted, Simone. You might need to get some reality TV show anonymous or what?
Reality TV shows. You know, they're so realistic. I was naming all the shows and asking, are they addicted? And how addicted are they? Does it come before family? Does it come before God? Does it come before things that are important? Are you so addicted and tied up in the stories and stuff like that? That was what the question was.
Oh. So what makes people addicted to reality TV? What do you I don't get that. I'm not really addicted. Like I say, I only watch the ones that I might be on, you know, but
I don't know, it's the drama. It's the drama. It's the drama of the reality TV show that gets you so addicted. Like, for instance, you know, tomorrow is the Housewives of Atlanta. They're coming back tomorrow, and I know it's going to be this big buzz because I was following it straight through. Some women on that TV show is crazy.
Why you say that?
Because Okay, first your following is just like the elite wives of like football players, basketball players, or they're a singer or they're whatever. Okay, so and it's about five of them, right? About five or six of them. Four of them are, about five is black, and there's one young lady. Her name is Kim. She's white. And she plays like she's a black girl because she's amongst these black girls. Pure drama. Her fiance or...
Is that the one that wants to sing country music?
Yes. Did you hear her sing?
You know, I actually saw part of it last season. I saw, you know, I kind of tuned in and out, and some of my students were talking about it. So, okay, let me see what they're talking about. And that's the one that couldn't sing, right? Didn't she?
Yeah, she couldn't sing, but don't tell her that because she thinks she's all of that. So a lot of stuff is going to – she's still trying to put through this album in this next season, I guess, and then she's going to reveal the guy that she's getting all this money from.
Big Papa. What is his name?
Yeah,
Big Papa. Okay, I guess I'm a date because
that's
how I know all that. But I did tune in a couple of times. But my question to you, you know, we live in Atlanta, and that show is broadcast in Atlanta. Do you think that people that are watching it outside of the ATL are categorizing us by what they see on that show?
You know, I don't know. I don't think they're categorizing it. I think that they get to see how some women act. Like, I have a bunch of friends in New York that is watching it, and they're so into it, too. And I think they're into it because it seems more realistic than the other housewives that they had on the past, like, you know, New Jersey and New York, and they seem more realistic. And so I don't think they categorize us to say this is how we all are, because God knows I'm far from that. I'm far from it, and I live in Atlanta, so I don't think they – I just think they more entice the fact that, you know, here is a whole bunch of, you know, black African-American women on TV, and – they have this amount of money. I think that's what they're so impressed about.
Wow. I think we have a caller.
I think so.
Come on, let's see. Area code 347. Let's check that out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say your whole number. Hello. You on the Noonan Sounds Radio?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who are we talking to today?
How are you? Hello?
Yeah, who are we talking to today and where are you calling from?
This is Mike. I'm calling from New York.
All right, Mike. What's going
okay,
on?
Okay, hi, Mike.
I like y'all. I just want to say I like y'all show. I had called before, but I like the topic today.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, I think it's because people like drama. Because my grandmother, she said in my soap opera, I said, I don't get it. But it's because the drama would tie you in. And I said, I would never watch it. And I called myself watching the other day. I said, what the? What am I watching this for? I should be reading my Bible or praying. But the drama is so enticing that you forget about everything else.
So true.
You know what? When you were saying about soap operas, thinking about my mom. My mom, just before DVD, TiVo, and all that stuff came in, we just had the VHS. What do you call that thing?
Videotape.
I can't remember the name of it. The videotape recorder.
Yeah, videotape.
And my mom used to set the times of all of her soap operas. In the beginning, it was General Hospital. Then went to One Life to Live. And that's sad.
It was
I know
All My Children first. All My Children,
oh,
they want like to it.
Oh, Simone. But she, if we touched that VCR or took a tape out, we were in trouble. We were in trouble. She's a teacher, and she couldn't watch in the day because she's teaching the day. But and when we got home, we had to watch all that stuff. But it's so amazing. And you say you find yourself getting caught up in it, Mike. What about some of the reality TV shows that besides the soap operas that's out? Like,
I heard Simone talking about The House of Atlanta. That show's a hot mess. Let me tell you, I went to the Wendy Williams show, and NeNe Leakes was there. She's a hot mess. She and Wendy Williams, they're so crazy.
You know, Sheree's going to be on tomorrow on the Wendy Williams show.
Oh, wow. That is
was
funny.
That's another show we need to talk about is the Wendy Williams show.
Taping the show, Wendy Williams, and NeNe, she up there talking, and Wendy's like, sit yourself down, girl. And I was just laughing. I'm like, They hot mess.
My, but are you going? But my question is, we always talk about these reality TV shows. But are you gonna be tuning in? Huh? Are you gonna be watching it, Mike?
I'll be watching part of it, but I won't be like, you know what happened? You sent me, I'm like 5 minutes, and it, an hour go by. You're like, damn, I forgot to do what I was supposed to do. So
that is so funny.
I keep it to the previews because they know how to tie you in, especially with the preview files of Atlanta they showed where NeNe was about to do something with the white girl, and I was like, what's going on? But I said, let me turn it off because I can't watch about it.
Oh, wow. Mike, thank you so much for tuning in to Northern Styles Radio. We'd like to thank you for calling in. Mike said it's a hot mess, y'all. Yes. Oh, my God. That is funny.
Oh, my
God. And you know, when I watched the first episode, it's amazing. And what we need to get us a reality TV show for Christians. That's what we need because I'm
That's
tired of seeing all this craziness.
Yeah.
We need to get one. I had a student actually came to me and wrote a reality TV show for Christians, but nobody wants to pick it up.
Really?
They didn't want to pick it up because it's not drama. But you can't have a drama-feel reality TV show for Christians because Christians are not all drama-free now. We want to think that we drama-free, but Christians are not all drama-free. We have some struggles and trials and tribulations and temptations that go on, but we have some things that, you know, we call on the Lord to get us up out of it. So it could be to that point, but it's amazing that these reality TV shows is not over that. There's not even a real episode of a show anymore. It's all straight reality TV. And then I think about how those particular females that get on these shows and what they do and how they degrade themselves.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Just to get a little fame and so forth. And some of them, after the fame is over, you back to where you were in the beginning. So it's just amazing on how these individuals would just do anything just to be on TV. It's just so amazing. It's so amazing. But we're going to we have to get to a song because I promised a young man that we were going to play his artist song that just came out. I think I uploaded it. Let's make sure. Yes. And I want you guys to call in. This is a new artist, independent artist that's out, just came out, and we're going to play her song tonight. It's Eunice Wright. It's called I Want God to Get the Glory. And you tell me what you think about it, yay, nay, or whatever. And what I say about yay or nay, the reason why I say that, Simone.
Yay
or nay. Yeah, the reason why I say that, because you know when we in church, and we're going to keep it real, when we in church, you could be the worst singer. But in church, people are like, baby, you sound good. Go on, girl, sing that song. But when we get outside those four walls of that church, that kicks in.
That's
and then get on
really
American
is.
Idol.
Reality
and the first thing they say, what's the first thing they say? Well, I sing in church, and they told me I sound good in church.
Oh, man.
But we're going to keep it real on Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to have the listening audience tell us what they think about the new artists that we put on tonight. So tonight we're going to play Eunice Wright, I Want God to Get the Glory. So tell me what you think about this artist. All right, here we go. Don't go anywhere. Stay locked. Anointed Sounds Radio.
If God getting the glory in the way we live and how we give, I want God to get the glory in how I live. Oh,
if God getting the glory.
Oh,
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Lena Sanders, and Simone, you see that, right? Simone?
Hello, yes.
Oh,
sorry about that. Sorry.
But we were talking earlier. Oh, let me go back a little bit. But that was Eunice Wright on God Gets the Glory. So, you know, what do you think about that?
I love that song. I think it's nice. I love the harmony. I love the message. It was really nice, mellow, laid-back type gospel music. It was really nice.
All right. That was Eunice Wright, so she might get some little bit more airtime right here on Anointed Sounds. You can call us right here and let us know what you think at area code 646-378-1119. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the reality TV show, Simone.
Yes, ma'am.
We were talking about reality TV.
Talking about if we're so addicted to these TV shows. I need help. Because I'm now, have you seen the Wendy Williams show?
Let me say, I have to respond to that in a godly way. Jesus, help me, Lord, get out of my flesh.
Let's have a conversation, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. I'm just going to say to anybody get a show these days. I'm going to work on getting me a TV show, but they probably won't give it to me because they think I'm a little bit too normal. I'm not that normal, but they probably don't think I have too much drama. I probably have to create drama for them to give me a show. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But it's amazing what you see out there. And then, oh, God, how can I say this in a Christian way? Help me, Lord, with the words to say. Ah, God. I've watched it a couple of times, and she had some great guests that were on there. But one of the things that that interested me, or didn't interest me, what kind of concerned me was some of the advice that she was giving to her listening audience when they asked her questions about their life experiences,
right,
and what
right.
they should and should not do. And I'm like, well, what certifies you to be, you know, an advice coach or psychologist? But, you know, it's amazing. She did give some good advice. I did watch it last night. I'm going to say I did watch it last night. I think the young lady, speaking of reality TV show, the young lady that was from Hairspray, I can't think of her name, but she was on Dance with the Stars, the heavyset lady was
right,
on Hairspray.
Right.
They have a new show out for plus-size women dancing the weight off or something, which I think is ridiculous. Which
uh-huh.
I think that they're just making plus-size women look like clowns dancing around, which is that is not what it's all about. But she was on there last night and talking about it, but one of the guests of her show, the mother, which was so amazing, the mother of the show, the mother that was in the audience, asked Wendy a question, was like, okay, my son stays with me. We're living together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's okay for him to have his girlfriend stay overnight? It's like, what? And Wendy was like, and I do agree with the advice that she gave. She's like, absolutely not. I was like, okay, I'm with you, Wendy, on that one, pro. Go pro.
Right,
but the
right.
mother was like, she wanted the girlfriend to come over. And she was like, well, I looked at it this way, that he's paying half of the rent, he's paying this. And Wendy was like, you know, it's out of respect. I don't want my mom in the house when I'm doing things I should not be doing. And
right,
it was
right.
just amazing that this mom was just so open to allow. He's like, I think he was 18, to allow the girlfriend of her son to come in the house and they just do what they need to do. You know, I know it's a family show, so I can't get too graphic with it, but it's just amazing that we as parents in these reality TV shows, and you got children watching this, and then they also had a young lady who was best friends with the girl for so long, and now she's in love with her best friend. She asked Wendy how she tell her best friend that she's been in love with her, you know. And it's just amazing. It's just the devil's in the midst of all this crap. It's just so amazing. But these reality TV shows, they need to cease. Some of them have
yeah,
some of them are worth watching, but
yeah. It's over the top now.
It's just amazing that what we see on TV. But unfortunately, right. I want you guys to tune in. I want you guys to tune in to Tiny and Toya on August 11th because I'm going to be on that show.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Reality TV for that night. I think it's going to be August 11th. But anyway, I'm on episode 6.
Are you serious?
I'm on episode 6. So how about that? But I'm going to say the great thing about that reality TV show, I'm going to say, now some of them are probably looking at the young ladies and their speech and their grandma bump all that. These young ladies are actually trying to better themselves. They're always in the limelight of Toya used to be married to Lil Wayne and Tiny is with T.I. So they've always been in the limelight for so while. But let me give you a spill because everybody wants to say that T.I. made Tiny. That's not true. Tiny was big time before she met T.I.
Tiny wrote
a lot of songs, and she was living her mansions in her house before she met T.I. T.I. came up when he met Tiny. So let's put that out there. Now, she was doing her thing, so she wasn't no T.I. put her up there. But these young ladies are trying to better themselves and get out of the limelight of their spouses and boyfriends' names, you know, being big time rappers, and do their own thing. Tiny's trying to start her hair salon, which she already has up and running. Toya's going to be doing a clothing line, which I put my wonderful student, Darius Mitchell, who's a Christian designer, out there to help her. He's going to be on the show as well. So, I mean, they're trying to better themselves and better their lives. A lot of them did not come from a good family background. Tiny did, as we saw on the show. She did come from a great background, but Toya, you know, came from a background of her mother being on drugs and so forth, and she's trying to better herself, and she has a daughter and trying to do some great things. So I want people not to look at their outer appearance and look at what they're trying to do, because it is a process, and we think about it like we're Christians. We weren't perfect before we got saved. So,
right.
You know, we need to look at it that way. So I think it's going to be a great show. I just think you just tune in, you know, and if you're, this is my thing, Simone. If you complain about it and you know what they're doing, that means you're watching it. That means you like it.
Exactly.
So if you're constantly complaining about the show and you're tuning in, that means you like what you're watching, because you would not be watching it and wasting time when you could be doing something else. So it has to be entertaining to you. It's doing something to you for you to be watching it. So that's one of the things I have to say. But you said Housewives of Atlanta is coming on tomorrow.
Yes, just tuning in at 10 o'clock. They're premiering their second season. Can't wait for that. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back on and talk about that. You got to tell me what's going on. I want to see something different. I don't want to see the same old thing where they just spending
money. But
guess
what? What's her name? Candy. One of them is off the show. I don't know which one. I think
the
it's
NBA, the NBA's wife. She's
off.
And they put her out because she didn't have drama. She was doing
she didn't have
nothing.
She was
doing what she needed to do with her money. She was doing
She did her what did she have? A non-profited organization type
business
for girls, and she went to Bishop Eddie Long's